This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
74% say they listen 4+ days per week. We're proud to be able to provide a service for stations all over the state that touch farmers at a very direct level.
Indeed, and local radio is still the best way to stay connected to your local community.
Be sure to listen to this station throughout the week, not just for RFD Illinois, but for also market updates, news, and...
This morning on Byers & Company, Tanya Andrix, Milliken, Stacy Hubbard, and Drew Early. It all starts at 6. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and at Decatur.com.
More Americans are getting out of Afghanistan. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Today on the plane behind me, Americans along with other foreign nationals and Afghan civilians will take a Qatari evacuation flight from Kabul to Doha to get out of Taliban territory.
That's Fox's Trey Yingston. Kabul, more than a month and a half after the chaotic evacuations as U.S. troops left to withdraw, the State Department's Inspector General will investigate. Now, Russia is taking the lead trying to send aid to Afghanistan. Fox's Simon Owen following this live.
Dave, Russia is hosting an international conference on Afghanistan today with that country's new Taliban leaders among those in attendance. China and Pakistan are also there, but the U.S. is not. State Department spokesperson Ned Price blamed logistical difficulties.
We look forward to engaging in that forum going forward, but we're not in a position to take part this week.
Russia's foreign minister opened the talks by calling on the international community to provide humanitarian aid. Dave.
Simon, Democrats keep trying to work out a compromise on a social spending plan Republicans oppose.
The Washington Post says President Biden's considering scaling back from his original $3.5 trillion social spending program and bringing it down to around $1.7 to $1.9 trillion. That's more in line with what moderate Senator Joe Manchin's been demanding.
Fox's Jill Nato. President Biden met with Manchin and separately with a group of House progressives. The Senate plans to vote today on voting reform. The Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says
it sets common sense standards to make sure of all Americans, no matter what zip code they live in, have the freedom to vote safely, securely.
But Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says
they would like to have the federal government take over all of state elections.
So Republicans may block the bill. The Supreme Court's refused to hear an appeal from healthcare workers in Maine who are challenging a COVID vaccine mandate. In Washington state, nearly 1,900 workers have lost their jobs over one. America's listening to Fox News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Steve Bannon is being punished for refusing to answer questions about the deadly January Capitol attack. The House committee investigating voted to hold the ex-Trump advisor in contempt of Congress.
Mr. Bannon stands alone in his complete defiance of our subpoena. That's not acceptable.
Committee Chairman Democrat Benny Thompson. Bannon is citing executive privilege, which Democrats reject. The full House votes next to consider referring the charge to the Justice Department. A congressman has been indicted.
A federal grand jury indicted Nebraska Republican Jeff Fortenberry on charges of scheming to falsify and conceal material facts and making false statements. The case stems from an investigation into illegal campaign contributions funneled to four politicians between 2012 and 2016. An investigation Fortenberry says he cooperated with, saying in a YouTube video,
"We're stunned. I feel so personally betrayed. We thought we were trying to help. And so now we will have to fight."
Fortenberry says he told investigators all he knew and understood. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures flat after yesterday's big gains. Now to the baseball playoffs.
The Los Angeles Dodgers won't be getting swept in the National League Championship Series after two walk-off losses to the Atlanta Braves. The Dodgers got some late heroics themselves. A four-run eighth inning powered by Cody Bellinger's three-run blast and Mookie Betts' RBI double, guiding the Dodgers to a 6-5 win, cutting the deficit in the National League Championship Series to 2-1. The Houston Astros also getting some late help at the plate Tuesday. Seven runs in the ninth inning, highlighted by Michael Brantley's base-clearing three-ribby double as the Stros stomped the Boston Red Sox 9-2. The American League Championship Series now evened up at 2 games apiece. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The basketball season tipped off last night. The defending NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks beat Brooklyn, then the Golden State Warriors topped the LA Lakers. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Run with Sloan's on a John Deere Z740R Series Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. That's right, because we're all for keeping it simple. Get 0% for 36 months on the Z740R with a 54-inch deck starting at $223.58 per month. 0% for 36 months only. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/29/21. Visit Sloan Implement today, celebrating 90 years and going strong. Power up with
Sloan's. Do you know where to find beautiful apparel and spooktacular gifts? Shop on Main, of course. This boutique has ghoulishly delightful sweaters, pants, jackets, and accessories that are perfect for most ages, budgets, and styles. Join Shop on Main Wednesday, October 27th for Witches Night Out from 3 to 7 p.m. Treats and specials will take place, so don't be frightened away. Come to play. Shop on Main, 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur, or online at shop-on-main.com. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Add curb appeal with the new Therma-True entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-True doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-True doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
Join Millikan University's MBA program for an online information session on Thursday, October 28th at noon and at 5:30 p.m. This online event is designed to allow you to talk with MBA program administrators and network with MBA alumni. Millikan's MBA evening program is designed with the working professional in mind and is enrolling now for a January start. Register to attend one of the October 28th online information sessions for Millikan's MBA program at millikan.edu/MBA.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY 3-day weather forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high near 76. Tonight, we've got a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be mostly cloudy to start and clear as the night goes on, low of around 49. For Thursday, we've got some increasing clouds at a high of 58. And for Friday, partly sunny with a high near 62. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees on this Wednesday morning, and your WSOY time is 6:07.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, October 20th edition of Byers & Company. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Action-packed show today. Wayne Kent will be with us here in just a couple of minutes. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Do you just ever have one of those starts to your day where you're just sure you shouldn't have gotten out of bed?
Absolutely.
I'm having one of those days.
Oh, man.
And it is incomprehensible to me. I mean, we're halfway through the week. It's going to be a beautiful day. I have nothing at all to be upset about.
Right.
I get out of bed, I take my shower, I get dressed, I pack up my coffee, my breakfast, my briefcase, standard day. And I go outside, I go to the garage door, go into the garage, and hit the button to open the garage door. And it gives me a but nothing.
Oh, like it was trying to wind?
Yes.
Uh-oh. So you hear the mechanicals going.
Yeah, there's noise, but no action. And it's something that we take completely for granted. And I realize, you know, I'm grateful to have a garage.
Mm-hmm.
But highly annoyed.
Yeah.
I mean, the gratitude only goes so far because I'm going, all right, I've got to be to work and the garage door is not going to allow me to get my car out of the garage.
Oh, no.
And we tried the release thing.
Oh, the manual didn't even go?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
It released it and then it went, but it wouldn't, you couldn't manually lift the garage door.
Oh, no.
So I've got to get Lindsay. We got to get into our 17-year-old's hamster wheel.
Me. Oh, yeah.
All the way in. And I get in, and I'm trying to set up the clock because I'm you know, I'm here technically on time, but you were adding a couple of minutes to be able to set up the studios because you got to set up the studios because the 5 o'clock shows have a whole different setup. And my email's full.
Oh, no. Full?
Full.
Your work email?
And so I'm trying to delete clutter, and it's emptying a folder at about a clip of a couple of hundred every 30 seconds of 66,197 emails.
We need to look into the paying the extra dollar a month.
Oh, I mean, it's so stupid, right?
That doesn't, come on.
Right?
Yeah, come on.
As a company?
Yeah, come on.
This is what you have me doing. I mean, my computer is locked up, emptying clutter that I have no control of.
Yeah, you mentioned yesterday, I'm not old man on the yard. You know what you are right now? You're an old lady with delete a picture to take a picture on her cell phone.
That's exactly what I am.
Yeah.
And I am grouchy.
I'm going to delete an email from Sarah Lee so you can send over that proposal.
That's exactly what I am. That's exactly what I am. And I'm sitting here in 2021 going, the garage door ought to open, and I think we can afford more memory.
We can. Here, I'll pitch in $8. I'll get you through the fall.
All right. Well, good morning and welcome. I hope your Wednesday's starting out better for you. I genuinely believe that and mean that. It is just one of those mornings. I'm not used to being driven either.
Oh, that's kind of weird. I don't usually ride in cars, and I certainly don't ride in back seats.
Yeah.
So not because I don't want to. I just usually am the driver. So it's kind of different.
Yeah, it's not a control thing. Uh-uh. It's just sort of what you're used to mm-hmm. thing. Lindsay drives like a bat out of hell.
I've seen her.
Yeah. I mean, she does.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a below the speed limit guy. Don't get me wrong. But there's something so weird about coming in this morning in the 17-year-old's tiny little
beep beep
Hot Wheel car,
right?
And her breaking every speed limit, you know, on the way. And I don't know how she's going to get in when she gets home.
Sorry, officer, this is my son's car. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I thought we were going 12 because it kind of feels like you're going 12 no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're ready to go. I've got a lot to get to here today. We have Wayne Kent with us. We'll have Clay Gerhart with us. Mark Topper will check in. Drew Early will be with us. Stacey Hubbard from Millikan University. We're talking about that deal they have with people who live in Macon County. It's an incredible deal.
Oh, that is, man, it's a great deal.
It truly is.
Yeah.
And Tanya Andrix will be with us as well. So a big show full of a lot of stuff. And Nick and I are going to get into the metaverse.
All right.
We didn't really have time yesterday. Not quite sure we have time today.
We
it's
don't.
A very large world.
Right. And you and the guests that you listed all generally have something to say every time they talk.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're ones that bring stuff to, you know, there's a lot going on, so. And even when there's not with Wayne, you guys end up finding something.
That's a strange one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have to start, though, by telling you about a documentary that is so good, I watched it 2 times yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I watched it for the first time by myself. And when I told Lindsay about it, she wanted to watch it, and so I watched it again with her. And it is called Count Me In, and it is on Netflix. And it is literally about drummers in rock and roll bands and their passion for drums and their love of drums and talking about the greatest drummers of all time. It is unbelievably infectious. I mean, it is just a happy, it's probably not esoteric enough for Tim Kaine, but if you just like people talking about what they do and what they love and their passion and them playing and them talking about other people who play and all the differences, it is fantastic. Everybody from Roger Taylor from Queen to Taylor Hawkins to the from the Foo Fighters to the Clash's drummer to Jane's Addiction to, I mean, on and on and on.
Oh, wow. I love drumming. It's my favorite part of music.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played drums in school, and then my dad played drums, so we had a drum set in the house. I grew up, I just love it. So this right up my alley.
It will make you happy.
Mm-hmm. I found out the other day, it's State of Sound in Springfield, that Gene Krupa was an Illinois guy, one of the best drummers of all time. I had no idea.
That was with the, the big band.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
I mean, that guy was the guy that's the first guy talked about in the documentary.
Yeah, absolutely. I really like Keith Moon's style at drums from The Who. I really liked him.
And... Well, he was completely unique.
Yeah.
And there's at one point...
Forgot to tell his band he had gunpowder in his drums.
Yeah.
Blew them all up.
No doubt. There's one point when the guy who is maybe the most articulate of all the guys that is interviewed, and his name is escaping me off the top of my head. And you know that in a documentary when they have to keep putting their names up?
Mm-hmm.
They know the drummers are pretty obscure.
Right.
I mean, outside of John Bonham, Keith Moon, you know, a few.
Yeah.
Maybe Tommy Lee. Even. I mean, you know, just as far as
Travis
infamous.
Parker. Yeah, there's only... like 12 that could rattle off people's tongues.
But the guy who played in Jane's Addiction and then the next band after that, you know, he's very articulate, but there's a point where he puts on the little head piece or the earphone pieces and imitates Keith Moon's drums on Who Are You?
Oh.
I've never seen a drummer imitate another drummer.
Yeah.
I mean, you see guitars pick up and mm-hmm. go, here's kind of what Eddie Van Halen sounds like.
Yeah.
This is a very good drummer saying, here's exactly what I love about Keith Moon.
Oh, wow. Man, this sounds great.
It is really, it's just happy.
If you've ever been around a great percussionist, it is something that they can do while not paying attention to something else. The beat and the rhythm is so baked in.
It happens in this documentary 100 times where they just hit the table.
Right.
I mean, they just do it with their fingertips, like on the side of the chair table or the whatever.
Yeah. It's unreal.
That's so funny you mentioned Gene Krupa because, I mean, that is literally the first mm-hmm. example.
Right.
About a kid... watching a movie as a kid about Benny Goodman and the band and watching the drummer sort of make everybody's toes tap.
Right. Oh, I can't wait to see this.
All right. You'll love it. It's called Count Me In. It's on Netflix. It's trending. So, I mean, people are clearly
right.
enjoying it. I found it completely by accident yesterday.
Is it like 90 minutes or so? I mean, did it feel long or no?
No, it felt short.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that it was.
Well, I guess I don't really care. If it felt short, then it was really good.
Hang on a second. Yeah. Count Me In finds rock's greatest drummers paying tribute to their instrument. And, yeah, I don't know about the length. But yeah, it's not any more than an hour and a half, I would say.
Was Dave Grohl in that at all?
No, but the guy drummer. Who plays drums in Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
And they talk a little bit about counting measures and keeping time and, you know, changing tempos and all that. But mainly it's just about the love of the most important part of the band. And then I had this really interesting conversation. Or at least I thought it was. If you took the band scenario and described your workplace, who would everybody be?
Oh, that's interesting. That's a real nice. I like that game.
Okay, who's the bass player? You know, who's the lead singer? Who's the rhythm guitarist? Who's the lead guitarist? Who's the drummer? Who's on keyboards? Because I think that our roles are not as obvious maybe as band role. Because I told Lindsay last night, I said, I'm not the lead singer. And she's like, yes, you are. I'm like, no, I'm not. You got to hit.
You're the lead singer and lead guitarist, actually.
Or am I the bassist?
No.
Well, okay, grab that call before I go to the break here. I mean, I've got to hit 29:30, and I've got to count in the breaks, and I've got to fill in the blanks for the guest who just quit talking in the middle of a sentence and forget to give you the answer. It's not lead singing.
No, it's your thing. This one, you're the easiest one.
No, it's, but I'm not. There's a whole clock I have to manage and a structure that I have to manage that is, I think, more in line with drumming and or bass playing than it is lead singing.
I understand that. But, all right, the lights are dim in the auditorium and they come on and the bass player is, you're not the bass player working the crowd. I see what you're saying, and you're, I mean, maybe at, you're tapping your toe, and I'm probably sitting on the drum set watching you mouth. One, two, three.
Yeah. There's some of that.
Yeah. And there's that, but I'm keeping the rhythm going as best I can, and I'm transitioning between songs, but you're working the audience and you're taking the lead, and I got to follow
how
you.
How many times do I still have to go, Nick? 29:30. You started something you can't finish.
Oh, I didn't say I was a good drummer. I'm back there with the sticks. I'm not saying that.
My point is that I have to still worry about that.
Yeah, right.
Because I have to hit that, not you.
Right. And then in the middle of the set, when you go do a costume change, and I come back out in my sweaty T-shirt, and you chastise me because I didn't keep the rhythm on the fourth song on the set list. Yeah, that's what you're doing.
Okay, maybe. Now, I mean, how does that translate to like a bank? Jan, I'm the keyboardist.
I have actually played that game before, in different scenarios. It is, I like doing that stuff when you can kind of just transpose.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
This documentary is about giving the drummers all the love. And, you know, we even talked about the Beatles yesterday and sort of disparaged Ringo. And the drummers love Ringo because when they were playing those crazy concerts for a very short window, they couldn't hear each other because the sound system didn't have back sound and earpieces and they were terrible. They couldn't hear each other. So Ringo was everything to keeping those shows going.
Yeah, Ringo was like a long snapper in the NFL. Yeah. It's like you don't want to hear about it because if you did, it was a mess up.
Yeah,
he's just right there in the pocket doing what he needed to do.
Yeah, but you came out with Gene Krupa. Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Nowhere to go but down from the rest of the show as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's take a break. We get back here. Wayne Kent will join us on this Wednesday. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 76, and tonight 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy then clear with a low around 49. For Thursday, we've got increasing clouds and a high of 58, and Friday, partly sunny with a high near 62. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:23.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a two-year, four-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconCountyGives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconCountyGives.org, 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. Gene Krupa's parents were grooming him for the priesthood. You know, think about how things could have turned out.
Man.
Perfect segue into Wayne Kent, who joins us each and every Wednesday morning. You can listen to him Wednesday evenings at 5 o'clock or anytime you'd like with the podcast available everywhere. How are you, Pastor?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing very well. I'll take on all the events of today that's in front of me, and here we go.
All right. What kind of events do you have in front of you?
Well, we're going to do pre-record the show today. I've got meetings because of where we're combining our show with the Direct Line in Danville this week because Amber Oberheim is coming in. They're making a big announcement today. The Oberheim family, along with Senator Chapin Rose, and we happen to be in line at the right time to get them in and say what's going on.
All right. So you're doing a crossover show.
We are. We've done it once before. It went really well, really well. So. It so happens that we were both interested, both Greg Taylor from the Danville station and I were interested in this. We got lined up, and then this all came together. So here we go. We'll do it this afternoon. So we'll be very timely. It'll just be a few hours early compared to actually being in the studio.
All right. So
it's all good.
How does that work then as far as the recording of the show? Will they be here with you? Will you be on the air with them in Danville recording? How does that work?
We'll actually do it in our building.
Okay.
We'll do it at First Christian, and then the tech team, and I don't know how they do all that. My pay grade's not tall enough to know how to get all that together, but they'll put it together and send it to WSOY tonight at 5 o'clock, and it will be waiting in the Danville station, WDAN, right?
Yeah.
And off they go in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning.
I love Wayne's got a tech team. You know, it's just the tech team standing by. I feel like it's like Charlie's Angels or something.
That's right. They are. Well, there's two full-time guys up there doing that plus some part-timers. Yeah, they keep me busy, and I keep them busy.
I'm sure you do. I am sure you do. All right. So Nick and I were talking. I know music is the love of your life. I mean, outside of what you do, you know, for your full-time gig. But if you were a band member, you know, what are you? What were you, you know, as far as musician goes? Not were you the lead singer? Were you the bassist, guitarist? Were you the drummer?
No.
Were you the keyboardist?
No, I was the keyboard player. I remember I traveled in the 70s and 80s.
Yes.
And we traveled with brass players. So I played keys, and I played in the brass section. I played trombone. I was a trombone major in undergrad for many years, for the first 2 years of school. So I can play a brass instrument, or then I play keys.
Okay.
I still do play keyboard. I'm playing in the Julie McLaren North Salvation Army concert coming up, as a matter of fact, of all things.
And
play a piano.
How often do you play? Not, I mean,
I
like
probably
for
play
not out
house.
Front, but I mean, just talking about just for yourself.
I play every day.
Okay.
Pretty well. Pretty well every day I play. Maybe 20 minutes. Before, it really settles. I'll go sit at the piano late in the evening and right before bed and kind of do something that makes me read something new or play something that I haven't thought of before and try and figure things out. So I keep my, as in the business, they would say, you keep your chops up.
It helps with your dexterity. All right. Now, what's the most important part? I mean, who is the most important person on a stage in a live performance in the band?
Depends what the band is, but if it's rock and roll, the drummer is essential.
Yeah.
If I've played with bad drummers, I've played with good drummers, and when you play with a good drummer, it is, well, frankly, when you play with good musicians across the board, when you've got a bass player and who syncs with the bass drum of the drummer, man, it is so much fun.
It was described, you need to watch this documentary Nick and I were talking about on Netflix called Count Me In, and it's just about rock and roll drummers and their love for drumming, and it's a very, very entertaining documentary. But at one point, I believe that the drummer for Jane's Addiction said, you know, if a guitar breaks in the middle of a performance, that's a bummer. If the drum breaks, you don't have anything left to do.
No. And so,
I think maybe they don't get the love they deserve. And then Nick and I were sort of like, well, okay, well, how does that pertain to like what we do for a living? Like, what role do I play? What role does Nick play? You know, what role does the banker play? I mean, if you had to describe people as, bassists or drummers or lead singers or whatever, it's kind of an interesting question to look at your own workforce.
It's got to be the people in the front office, right? You're a toast. I mean, at least in our setting. I mean, they manage so much for us as an institution. What the front office does is essential. And then you go, but what about the tech team, or what about the children's workers, or I guess in the long run, I don't know what role I play. I mean, I'm the loudest voice, obviously. So what does that mean? Lead singer, I suppose. I don't know.
I think so.
On the other hand, you got to be the guy who counts it off. When you travel with some of the older guys and they go, let's take it from the edge, there's some musical lingo that's very interesting. It goes back to the LP days, and you go, we're going to take it from the very beginning, like the needle is at the very edge of the LP, and off we go. That's all that sort of stuff. It's the drummers that make those shots.
Ah, interesting stuff. All right, so any preview of what the big surprise is tonight, or is that all you can tell us?
I don't think it's mine to tell today.
Okay.
It will be in the news today. And we'll focus the majority of that. And then if we have time today, I want to also talk about there's a guy found, an amateur diver found a 900-year-old Crusader sword off Israel's coast. He's down diving. He finds a sword. It's 3.3 feet long,
mm-hmm.
and it's 900 years old. And it just made me wonder, I think an interesting conversation would be to have at some point with people, what's the oldest thing you have in the house? Why do you keep it? And then help me understand the present new generation that is not interested in old things. Like, they don't want grandma's. They don't want grandma's dishes. They don't want, don't pass anything down to me. Pass cold hard cash to me, but don't give me all that stuff. It's an interesting dynamic to me how culture has changed in that regard.
All right, I was really unimpressed with the picture of the sword. I got to be honest with you.
Well, I'm sure they'll clean it up.
I don't know. It sounded way cooler than it looked when I saw it. And
but if you were diving, wouldn't you go get it?
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it looks like somebody, I don't know. It's covered in barnacles or whatever. I'd like to see what it looks like underneath. That would be interesting. Yes, I guess. I don't want grandma's dishes either. I think that the kids getting away from the hoarding is not a bad thing.
It probably is not. Probably it's a great idea. I mean, candor, both my in-laws have passed away in the last decade, and we have worked hard to, so to speak, get rid of their stuff. And they moved it all here. We think when they said we want to come live by you guys because of our health, and they moved out here and they went into an assisted living, and all their stuff was in our basement for a decade. You try to figure out, okay, we don't need this, and it's their it's very difficult. It's very, very difficult to figure out how to manage all that stuff.
Yeah, it really is. I still wonder, how they know it's a 900-year-old sword just looking at the pictures.
That's a fair question. How do you know it's 900? Well, I guess they say, well, this is where the Crusaders... I mean, these sorts of things fascinate me.
They might, but wait, I'm looking at the picture. I mean, it could just be some weirdly shaped thing that kind of looks like a sword. How do they even know it's a sword?
I guess the guy's looking for it. I don't know. It's fascinating.
Okay. Experts,
it's not going to change my life, but it is. That just makes me. I've had these weird things when I see pictures or hear stories. I go, I guess, like everybody else, you transpose yourself into that. If you were swimming, scuba diving along the coast of Israel and you saw that down on the seabed 10 feet down below, would you dive down and pick it up?
I suppose.
Just going by.
Yeah, no. I think maybe. I don't know. I really don't know.
You go past grandma's dishes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In a heartbeat, yes. In a heartbeat. All right, there's big news breaking tonight at the Direct Line. Although they're pre-recording it, it'll be on tonight live at 5. And you can check it out at WSOY or listen to it later on Natticator.com. So tell me about the involvement with this widow and your show and the show in Danville. I know they had the big softball game over there with all the police departments that raised a lot of money. This story has gotten a lot of attention because I think the guy kind of worked in a couple of communities, you know, for a number of years, so knew a lot of people. Nick grew up around him, and it really hit sort of the heartstrings of the folks here, the tragedy. But yet the wife is out there. Do you think this stuff helps, you know, with the loss?
Obviously, from the perspective, when you lose someone, your spouse dies very unexpected. I mean, this man was murdered.
Yes, absolutely.
So how are you going to respond to that? You're going to crawl into a shell? Are you just going to go carry on with life? No, this is a life-changing, life-altering event for this family. And I think some people automatically just kind of become reclusive for a year or two. Obviously, one way in which she's dealing with grief, I mean, it's just fair to say, without it being pejorative in any way, one way she's dealing with grief is taking that probably anger and frustration and surprise and saying, okay, I don't want another family to go through this. This man only died back on May 19th, so it's only 5 months ago. She's taken a lot of stuff within 5 months. I'd be very interested to hear how that is transposing and how that is changing in her headspace over the months, because she got pretty aggressive pretty quickly. And fair enough, I'm not taking anything away from her. So we had reached out to Huey a few months ago, and had planned this simulcast, if you will, whatever you want to call it, where we're both doing the same show. And in the middle of it, her father-in-law died on the day that. So as you said, she's been hit by a couple whammies here on this stuff. So yeah, that's how it came about. Huey was putting it all together for us. We had actually had a schedule for today, and then just in the last couple of days, we've learned this big news is coming today. So there you go.
All right. We will see at 5 o'clock. Can't wait. Wayne, have a great day. We appreciate you.
Yes, you guys. Have a good one.
Wayne Kent, host of Direct Line, which will be simulcasting with Direct Line over in Danville. Oh, man, I can't believe I forgot this. Wayne's a pretty competitive guy, right? Would you say?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
The Danville podcast are beating the Decatur podcast.
On Direct Line?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Wayne. He's got audience.
I'm just throwing it out there.
We need to get them to engage a little more.
I was going through numbers. And I noticed, because we had there was a color coding by market, because they're just called the Direct Line and the Direct Line. So I didn't know. So I went over to the little graph and like, oh, Danville's beating Decatur's numbers.
He can correct. He can not only beat them, but I think he can lap them if he gets.
Wow, that's a pretty.
I know nothing about Danville's market.
I was going to say you don't know anything about it at all, and you're sort of suggesting he's not trying.
No. I'm saying there's.
If he just gets focused.
I think he's got a big following. That's all I'm saying. That's actually the only metric that I am even basing any of that on.
Okay. You were telling me that someone was informing you about this is the. I love these conversations that get started in some weird way and then just go on all morning
long. Yeah. So my grade school PE teacher Bob Moore and friend. I called to tell me that back in like 1961 or 62, that the Decatur Public Schools brought in to the old Decatur High School Gene Krupa to do a student drum clinic.
Really?
Yeah. How cool is that? Oh, by the way, Michael Jordan's here to teach you about dunking. You know, it's like that. How does that happen?
Yeah, he's got a really interesting story. You know, he literally came to be and then ended up with the Benny Goodman Band, mm-hmm. and then he formed his own band. He got arrested for some trumped up drug charge thing, spent some time in prison, and then came back and joined Benny Goodman again, and then was involved with Count Basie. I mean, he's got a pedigree.
Oh, the best. He's the standard.
And in the 50s, appeared in the films The Glenn Miller Story, The Benny Goodman Story, and he died in New York in 1973 at the age of 64. And was busy, really, all the way up until his death. But Chicago's own. So that you learned that over at the Abraham Lincoln Museum.
That's right.
With the, what's the name of the exhibit again?
State of Sound.
State of Sound. I don't know why I have a hard time remembering.
Yeah, there are several artists that I know and know their music and know their lineage, but had no idea that it all started here. You know, and sometimes you look back and go, oh, well, that's super obvious. Like Curtis Mayfield, I probably knew that but forgot. And there he was as part of the, you know, the exhibit, the Rufus and Chaka Khan. You know, I knew that Chaka Khan was from here, but I didn't know how many Grammys she really had.
I mean, how many Grammys she really had? How many Grammys she really had?
Yeah, you got to say it twice.
Three times.
Oh, yeah, true. You know, and then some of the artifacts that were there that you look at and you go, oh, my goodness, how did they get that treasure?
Yeah.
It is an unbelievably good exhibit.
See, it's way better than that sword. And everybody gets like fascinated with that sword story. Google the sword picture.
I've seen it.
What did you think?
I've seen a few of these, not crusades, but I've seen a lot of people.
I'm saying looking at it, how do you have any idea that it's 900 years old from the crusades? Just looking at it.
I don't have enough frame of reference to answer that. I mean,
it looks like Silvio and Polly Walnuts buried it with some guy in the concrete.
And it's got like some barnacles.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming that there's a fossil or something that looks
probably,
of a certain time.
Probably. So back to the museum. I mean, I'm much more interested in that because that is just sort of the history of entertainment through the state of Illinois.
Oh, yeah. And here's the cool part. You could take the company Shure. They have headsets that you pick up and you can plug into these pillars and it will has these video screens that kind of loop. And so you can listen to a little like made for school kind of presentation about soul and one about rock and folk and Decatur, Illinois is over there with Allison Krauss and Chad from Mudvayne is in there, you know, a local to this area. And you just kind of see everything from the Smashing Pumpkins to Ides of March and Jennifer Hudson. I mean, a very wide range. And I didn't know this. Ludwig drums are from Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. And they were the top drum manufacturer in the world. So they're an Illinois company featured there as well. It's fascinating. It's worth the price of admission.
You know what's weird is if you if you don't know how to spell Allison Krauss's name, mm-hmm. when you Google it, the first thing that comes up was one of the kids who was killed at Kent State in 1970.
Oh, wow. Was that her name?
Was named Allison Krauss.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and she's maybe one of the most decorated Illinois artists, you know, period.
All right, and what's the Decatur connection?
She's from here. I mean, like, I think born and raised. I'm not a big country
person. She was born in Decatur, Illinois, but I don't think she was here very long. And is she country? She's bluegrass.
Yeah, I don't know how to... I don't know enough about the genre and subgenre, but... Or if those are similar enough to lump together.
Okay. No, I don't think bluegrass is country at all. I mean, I don't think they're... I mean, they may be like a distant cousin, but they're very different. But here's what I will tell you. As of this past year, she is fourth on the list of Grammy Awards mm-hmm. of all time.
Right.
And the only people above her are Beyonce, mm-hmm. Quincy Jones... and a classical conductor by the name of George Solti.
Wow.
And then Allison Krauss. So she's had 27 Grammy Awards.
Yeah, she's the real deal.
And the National Medal of Arts, you know, which is what the president hands you. And then they finally put her in the International Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. What are you waiting for? I mean, you know, everybody else has recognized this except her own genre. That happened in September of this year.
They need to
she
just
finally vote. Got her induction into the Bluegrass Hall of Fame. I didn't even know who's in the Bluegrass Hall of Fame.
Well, she wasn't in it. It wasn't complete. I mean, they should have built the walls around her with that kind of decorated career. I mean, but she's there in the State of Sound over in at the Abraham Lincoln Museum. Muddy Waters there. you know, the Staples sister or the Staples Singers, the Sam Cooke's there.
And Champagne's probably going to claim more of her because they spent some time here. Her parents were immigrants. They met at the University of Illinois. They spent a brief time in Decatur where she was born and then moved back to Champagne.
Okay.
Because I really don't, I mean, I knew that story from back when, but there's really no physical connection.
Right. It's weird because a lot of times with things like that, you lose that denotation, you know, but that it's consistently linked to her. You know, when I find her in national media or something, that's the one they say, you know, Decatur, Illinois native. So
she's done some work with Elvis Costello, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Interesting stuff. I have no idea where today's show is going to go. I'm just telling you. It was a weird start to the day. There are things you count on.
Right.
There's just like, there are some things that, as spoiled as we are, you just count on.
Oh, yeah.
And one of those is opening the garage door.
Right.
And then when it doesn't, you realize I'm stuck.
Yeah, like, what am I going to do? I had my car frozen over one time. And so you go out there, you don't build in extra time. You're expecting to open the door and drive off.
No, but I'm in the winter months, if it's terrible outside and your car's outside, I think you do go extra time. Opening the garage door isn't something you count on for extra time.
Let me put it this way. Not extra thaw out the car time. You might have done, I'm going to go out there and scrape the windows, start the car time. You're kind of just banking on the fact that you're going to be able to go do the thing that you're going to do. And when you don't have a plan B sometimes. You're like, what do I do here? I had a neighbor next door come over and say that she left her phone at Aldi or something. And she didn't know what to do, you know, because she didn't have a car. She's of an age she couldn't drive. She didn't have her phone to contact anybody. Like, what do I do here?
No landline?
No. So I helped her try to call the Aldi and, you know, their corporate manager and try to find a family member. I mean, the whole thing. It's like sometimes you're just stuck when you shouldn't have to be.
She didn't have to be at work.
Right. But there was panic in her eyes, legit.
No, well, that's the garage door wouldn't know. It's just not what you put into your list of things that could go wrong.
No. Especially if you couldn't manually.
Oh, no. It was like, you know, it just, that was the start to my day.
Your chain might be out of line or something.
I don't have any idea.
You have to get a guy.
Yeah.
I'll give you a number off air. I had a good experience with a garage guy.
Well, I'm not paying for it. So we'll get it fixed. But it's like those little things have so much control over your life.
Yep.
That you just are literally, you walk blind to it most of your life. That like, oh, this thing could keep you from doing what you need to do.
Yeah. Oh, it you're teetering on the edge and you have no idea.
Right.
None.
All right. It's okay. We're going to have a great show anyway. Clay's going to be with us next hour. Drew Early will be with us. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Play some Alison Krauss when we get back. I, for the life of me, I don't think I could like hum you a tune, any part of a tune.
There's probably like one or two that broke through enough that you'd be like, oh yeah, I've heard that.
Kind of like bluegrass music. I'm not gonna lie to you. That what was the George Clooney movie?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah,
that's a lot of fun.
What was the band that did that soundtrack?
Oh, I don't remember that. But that soundtrack did really, really well.
All right. I'm going to find that, too. But give me a little Alison Krauss when we come back on the other side of the break.
Okay.
Decatur born. Should show her some more love. Back with more after this.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Millikan University believes in the promise of Macon County students. That's why we've made our own Macon promise to you by giving a reduced tuition rate for all new Macon County students. This reduced rate is guaranteed for up to 4 years, relieving the stress of uncertainty about college costs. Students are also eligible for additional scholarships and financial aid. We're here for Macon County. We promise. Learn more about the reduced annual tuition rate for new Macon County students at millikan.edu/Macon Promise.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Decatur is full of hard-working business owners. From family-owned shops and restaurants to companies with hundreds of employees, local businesses are making a positive impact on our community. And we get it. We understand local businesses because we are a local business. We make our own decisions just like you. You're local, we're local, and we're all working to make our hometown an even better place. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our six convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Kevin
writes in that she has a second album with Robert Plant coming out. First one won several Grammys next month. What a beautiful voice.
Yeah, do you not recognize this one? You probably know the chorus, which is about to be here.
Okay. That's Nick's way of saying stay tuned. See, this is why I love bluegrass, because there is an Irish strain that runs through that, and a lot of what happened in Appalachia and down there, you know, from Irish immigrants that took that music, you go to Ireland and you hear a lot of that. You hear that in that voice.
Yeah.
Although she's from German descent. Told you about Decatur's Got Talent. You know, we had the big thing Saturday night at the Lakeshore Amphitheater. There's a young woman who didn't win, didn't place, but had probably, in my opinion, the most talent of anybody out there. And if you thought, as you're watching all these 20 performers, like somebody might make it, meaning she had a powerful voice.
Oh, wow.
Without effort. You know how you see that occasionally?
Absolutely.
Where they just don't have any problem hitting any of the stretches.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some people out there that have a really pretty voice, but they get to a certain part, and maybe they're not great at that. She was just all around good and didn't sound like everybody else.
Oh, awesome.
She wasn't up there imitating someone.
She brought her own thing to it.
As far as, I mean, I could tell. I didn't know the song she was singing. You know, it wasn't like I'm doing a Whitney Houston song.
Right.
Or I'm doing an Adele song or whatever it might be. And that's no slight to the other people doing that. It was just, she seemed to me like, to my ear, somebody who wouldn't surprise me at all 5 years down the road.
And that's the fun of watching shows in specific, like The Voice, where you think you found that too. You're like, oh, yeah. That's the one right there that's got their own brand, their own kind of thing happening. Let's see what they can do if they get on Blake Shelton's team or something, you know.
And I don't watch any of those.
Yeah. But that's the fun of that moment, that thing that you felt is why people watch that particular
show. She just
had
a really powerful voice and didn't overuse it.
Oh, good.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she didn't feel like, I mean, as talented as and unbelievably talented as Whitney Houston was and the Mariah Careys, and you can go on and on and on. The overwrought stuff, I'm not a big fan of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the note to last 19 seconds.
Sure.
I don't need the Mariah Carey, you know, reverb on every. You know, sometimes a really powerful voice used in a simple way is most effective to me.
I think that's Jennifer Hudson.
Good, please. Yeah.
Yeah, she could let that note walk for a few seconds, but she just says, I just crushed it real quick and got out.
Yeah.
She generally does that.
But that young lady on Saturday night had that kind of voice where she just didn't have a problem with any of it, but didn't have to overdo it.
Awesome.
And you thought, well, there's flexibility there. I mean, there's some potential there. All right, so count me in. That's what you need to watch on Netflix.
Yeah, real quick, Alison Krauss has a song on there that's been played by almost 200 million people on Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's right,
no doubt.
It's a lot of plays.
All right, let's do the last break. And if we can I come back with I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow by the Soggy Bottom Boys?
Oh, yeah. She has, I think, maybe that song in her portfolio, but I'll get it.
Soggy Bottom
Boys. Yeah, I got you.
All right. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast.
Hey, today's going to be sunny with a high of 76, and tonight 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and clear, with a low around 49. For Thursday, increasing clouds, a high of 58, and Friday, partly sunny with a high near 62. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees, and your WSLY time, 6:55. This look at your weather brought to you by Palmer Tire, now offering Michelin and Goodyear tires.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Add curb appeal with the new Therma-True entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-True doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-True doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
The SIU Center for Family Medicine, Decatur, is now offering the COVID-19 vaccine. All you need to do is give them a call at 217-872-3800 and schedule your appointment. Do your part for your community and loved ones. Take your shot at COVID. Make the call today. Call the SIU Center for Family Medicine, Decatur at 217-872-3800. That's 217-872-3800.
Run with Sloan's on a John Deere Z740R Series Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. That's right, because we're all for keeping it simple. Get 0% for 36 months on the Z740R with a 54-inch deck starting at $223.58 per month. 0% for 36 months only. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/29/21. Visit Sloan Implement today, celebrating 90 years and going strong. Power up with Sloan's.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It must be my Southern Indiana roots that just absolutely loves this music.
This song gets stuck in my head sometimes randomly.
Yeah?
I have no idea why.
I always sort of felt that way when I was watching Justified, like there was some sort of like, you know, ancestry creeping out of that for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very similar.
And then I feel like it's just like one step removed away from like handling snakes in a tent.
Oh, no.
Still emptying folders, by the way. My mailbox is still 98% full. I don't even ask for this. I feel like this full mailbox thing is a problem that is not mine because I didn't make it.
Right. Do you have any minutes left on your phone? I just want to make sure we can talk later on the phone and not have to wait till after 7 p.m. when it's nights and weekends.
As long as the company can save a couple of dollars.
We can wait till nights and weekends.
I mean, the email is unsolicited, meaning I didn't ask for it.
Right.
Yes, I realize that I'm emptying 35,000 deleted emails and 67,000 clutter emails. I didn't ask for any of those.
Oof.
Right?
Right.
come up with my own plan. We're going to take a break. A lot to get to next hour. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your Stories Now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. Land of Lincoln Credit Union is making a total donation of $25,000 to 8 different Central Illinois area food pantries. The food pantries that are receiving funds from this total includes the Northeast Community Fund in Decatur, Holy Family Food Pantry in Springfield, 635 Pantry in Vandalia, and many more. LLCU is celebrating Member Appreciation Week currently, providing treats and prize giveaways to members all week long. State officials are urging eligible Illinoisans to get their COVID-19 booster shot. The booster adds an additional layer of protection against the virus, including the more contagious Delta variant.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.